should normally be stopping.
Yes, well mine won't tell, but mine won't be right.
In mommy's car. With our car.
With our car, and if it goes wrong we have to pay for it. I don't think we actually need it on the middle of the kitchen table all the time,
Yeah.
the bag. What, till next weekend when you go?
Oh, you're not going next weekend, are you?
Yeah.
No, next Monday.
Oh, so you're on holiday.
No, I don't want to go.
Well, even if it means you're not having a bag.
Yeah, even if it means you're not having a bag.
Are they getting on at work now?
I think they're just sorting out what we're, how we're gonna make sure that language is said according to a fixed time standard. Joe told me some time that they needed to finish on Friday.
Is that gonna be mommy or?
It'll be mommy. What time do we wish you were about to have breakfast?
She always wishes it when I'm complaining about
You're
food.
as well.
We're either just having lunch or it's
Looks very nice.
What?
The way you're writing that.
Yeah.
Ah.
What do you want for breakfast?
Can you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Can I have a few about four marmalade sandwiches, please?
Four what?
Marmalade sandwiches, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just for you.
I'm going away next weekend. Not next weekend.
Monday.
Monday.
I wonder if you'll remember the things we saw when we were there. What can you, what do you remember about the Isle of Wight?
Rain.
Rain? Was it gout?
Yeah. And every time I went on the beach it was absolutely freezing.
It was.
farms.
No, we had
Pedal
some.
Axe.
No, they weren't. Do you remember going out in the pedalo? And going up under the pier?
Yes, and I nearly crashed it.
Well, that wasn't cold. And we had lots of nice ice cream too.
Set to see that. When you put the hand on the table, the light starts flickering. So, that from there, you can't see the light. Look, if you put your hand on the table like this, look, the light starts up there.
Is it?
Look, and here you put it to it. Here we go, it's flicked.
Right.
It's only 8:30. Mummy.
Well, they're still table for it, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you want for breakfast? I'll choose.
I'm not interested.
Well, we might be nearly out of gunpowder if you do it my way.
Can we check how to close the door?
We
We should
don't
see
have.
anything back here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, look at me, the bowl of red. It is recording, Daddy.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you want to listen to what you said?
Can you just play it back again, please?
Yes.
Come on, Amy.
Come on, Amy. Be a good girl. Be a good girl. Oops. This pen has gone wrong.
Come on, Amy. That's recycled paper. That's how you switch this on again, is it? Well, you weren't here. Bank and say.
The bank haven't got any chequebooks now.
Well, do you ring the printer then for a chequebook?
No, it's supposed to come. You can come automatically.
When you get another chequebook, you write to the bank and say, "Can I have another chequebook?"
Why can't you ask for two chequebooks at once?
You could.
Well, they don't usually issue. I usually make sure I ask for one in plenty of time. But I got it the next day, so
I'll have to move the reminder further up the checkbook.
Well, I did. I took it out and said, when I went and inquired, I said, well, I would normally ask for a checkbook now. Because I'm not always into the bank. And I've had this slip to say, I don't need to ask for one, one will come automatically. And he said, oh yes, but the system is breaking down, it's hopeless. He said, I should fill it in now and I'll take it. And, I assume that it would come the next day, but it didn't.
I think we'll move to Barclays.
Daddy?
What?
You can't just
move up yesterday and said, what do I do? I'm not going to manage. Mm. They sent me a temporary one. Mm.
I said, oh yes, it's ordered. I said, great. I'm going shopping this afternoon. What do I do when I haven't got any checks left?
Abbey National. Have checkbooks there, don't you? You don't actually need a bag, do you say?
It's just Lloyd's is jolly convenient. Park to go to Abbey National.
Is that on record?
So I can only go once a week. Well, it means I've got to go on a Thursday, so if we run out of money on a Tuesday, we run out. And however long the queue is in Abbey National, I've got to wait.
Is the bank not bank for queuing?
No, nothing like Building Society.
Okay,
park virtually outside.
It is the most convenient bank for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only round the corner. You can park right,
yeah.
Right by it.
Yeah.
I mean, Daddy. Usually you're the only one in, or if you're not the only one, you don't have to wait
Daddy,
long.
You get some, so the £10,000 reward, if you see anyone breaking into any bank around the country.
Probably do.
So, Daddy,
so what
if
we want.
You plan to pay for it.
But they might arrest Daddy at the same time.
No, well. Then you
doesn't
take anything. Then I left with £10,000.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Not sure
it. Can you
rewind that a bit?
No, it's alright. They don't know who you are. Yes, but they don't know who you are. Amy, are you coming for breakfast?
It's just gone 8:30.
Yes, we will. Can you do your that up? It's ever so cold.
Why have you got birthday girl on your dressing gown?
Super girl.
Yes, I was doing the tidying up underneath.
Do you want me?
Well,
do they only record what you're saying then? No.
Not at the moment.
No, but. And they write it all down.
I don't know.
Don't talk about it, we're not supposed to.
She said, did you know the story? Because she doesn't like the story very much.
I know the story.
Oh, that's
alright. Why did you want to know the story?
But she didn't know whether you liked the story.
I know the story.
Was there a lawn cutter?
Here you go, Peter.
Well, I think she cut it.
Never gets it back.
But
naughty, isn't
it? It's alright. It comes on Thursday, you see.
I see.
Well, you're orange.
Did I look with you in the morning?
Yes, you did.
Daddy goes.
Yes, I've forgotten it already. Sorry, what were we talking about?
Daddy.
No, I've forgotten.
Daddy!
Going to Bomb Lake.
Could we?
Well, I'm not going to drive it to Bomb Lake today.
It's fun. Daddy.
But we can park right outside the... What? Anyway, who's paying for this racket?
I will. I've seen a nice one for $22.95.
No.
But that's the cheapest. No, there's one $21.95.
And where are those from?
Olympus.
What sort of racket is it?
I should have a look in the Argos places.
Yeah, let's ride into Argos.
No, you can look in the catalogue, you don't need to go in.
No, but...
If you want to, I don't mind. I mean, it only takes 10 minutes on a bicycle.
It does not.
It doesn't, honestly,
yeah,
it doesn't
for
take...
you, you go in first gear.
Let's say 20 minutes. It won't take more than that for us to get in. And then when you get there, you can put your bicycle right outside the shop, put it to the railings, and we can go in. Let's do that.
I'll ride on this bike, she's got gears. No, you're not! To go on my bike. It's mine, you'll have to go on yours.
She said Mummy's, not yours.
Oh, I thought she said Amy's. Everyone's got gears instead of me.
Daddy said you'd say that was the problem. You said you weren't bothered.
Well, it wasn't at the time. So you're not allowed Mum. I am getting bigger. But they're not like enough for her body yet.
You're about stuffed up as I am.
What?
You're about stuffed up as I am.
I tried picking when I was two, didn't I? I wonder what you love, it doesn't do it much good.
You've got to get
Pippin. He's a nice Pippin. I got him fat. Bikes don't usually have names. I don't have much little bike.
You'd be prepared to spend for a...
It was £12.99,
wasn't
it?
When
you were little, how much would you pay for
a
tennis racket?
Go up and get the Argos catalogue and see if there's any
in
there. They just say a tennis racket. Well, that process, we went out, but it's a bit miserable, isn't it?
If I'd got a seat on the back of my bicycle, Amy could have come on my bicycle.
And I've got my nice own bicycle.
But you wouldn't be safe to pedal into Bromley at the moment.
Why? There was three here that were a bit cheaper.
Or two, anyway.
You're probably...
Slazenger. It's $16.99.
What are they?
That's going to be heavier as the ones we've got.
Puma $19.99. And the Dunlop $23.99.
Dunlop will be best. The Dunlop will be the lightest.
Doesn't give weight.
No. No, they're all aluminium.
What about that one? That looks nice. Does it say variety of colours?
No.
Well, I didn't wet my plate.
Can I have a look at them?
Do it.
The tennis rackets.
Thank you. Oh, these ones.
This one I've got them from the table.
You haven't had any milk yet.
No. Well, I have got that.
Yes. No. Well, go and get a hanky and blow your nose. Is that yours?
No.
Picking the cheapest one.
What?
That shop you were going to have the cheapest one.
Yes.
So that was the heaviest, was it?
Yeah, that was heavier than the head one. Slightly.
You'll probably find some super expensive ones that are very light, but it doesn't necessarily follow them.
No. No, the cheaper ones are lighter because they're the junior ones.
These aren't the ones with short
You've forgotten
short one. They're awfully big to me.
That's what Caroline's got.
You said Caroline had got the one like you saw in the shop. How many rackets has she got?
No, I just styled like that.
They all look just the same, they're just different colours.
Are they
on
the
awful
size, or do you get small ones?
No. I've got one of those said three quarter head. The bottom.
All right, in a moment.
You're not giving me any syrup. You said I would get some. Good. That doesn't matter. I put one in again.
Thank you.
Put it down, it all goes on the plate.
I know.
No, it's soaking up all the breadcrumbs.
Got a big shuttlecock and shuttlecock badminton racket. Pardon?
It's got a big badminton racket.
The trouble with Argos is you can't really get them out to try them. quite a big sports shop in Orpington. Opposite Gamley's.
Yeah.
We can go there. Daddy.
Have you got tap dancing today, Amy?
Yeah.
We could
go wash his tap. Button. Oh! To Orpington. I'm not biking to Orpington.
I'm talking about biking to Orpington. I'm talking about biking to Bromley.
Well, I don't fancy biking into Bromley.
Don't be such a lazy oaf.
Well, I don't. That shall go another day. Please, Daddy. Can we go in the car? I'll pay for the I'll pay 10p or 20p or whatever for the time thing.
You
the
have
parking
to
meter.
Miles away from
where you want to go. So, I don't mind.
You might as well walk.
Daddy, can I have another cup of tea, please?
I suppose so.
Pay 2p because there are two people in the car.
I will. I will pay you 20p or whatever.
You've got to find a meter before you can.
Otherwise I'll pay for the fine for being on the yellow line.
£40?
40? I thought you said it was 12.
No.
Double yellow lines are 40. Auntie Monica got, thank you, fined for parking on the yellow line, didn't she? Once Grandma said, and I thought it was ever so funny.
She isn't our auntie, is she?
No, not really.
What's that bit?
Why do we call her auntie?
Please, Mummy, can we go in the car? There will be plenty of parking spaces if you go in.
Let's go on a bicycle, it will be quicker. A lazy sound, so you come on your bicycles. I'll go with you.
You're certainly not sending her all around.
There you are. There's an offer for you.
What? Look, it's probably going to rain anyway.
No, it said rain tomorrow.
No, sorry, that won't wash.
We can get up by doing the car.
Go in Mummy's car if it's smaller to get in the spaces. Daddy?
Yes?
Do you want to?
No.
Why?
Because we've got to park a car.
I think you ought to go into Orpington, really.
Yeah.
Because we've had a look in the one in Bromley. It's not a very big sports shop, is it?
Which one
no. Olympus.
Isn't it?
No.
Well.
And she's not biking to Bromley.
I don't know how to find one in Bromley, do you?
Pay 20p for that. Tell Daddy you'll pay 20p just for
going
in the
car.
Not biking.
We've got the team. What are you talking about? A racket? Boulders?
They sell the racket.
Good ones in Orpington.
I think there's a sports shop somewhere near the ballet shop, isn't there?
I'm not cycling right the way up there.
I'm too up there. There's a. I mean, there's a school shop and they sort of sell backpacks. Might have a backpack there.
What, the sports shop?
School shop.
Yes, there's a school shop.
We ought to start getting my school uniform.
Well, I might as well wait till the 2nd of July and get it all second hand.
Yeah, we'll say it's all sold out by then.
No, that's when they're doing it, 2nd of July. The day you go to school.
What, so you're at the place while I'm doing the
it's
tour?
It's all available for you to buy at the end of the day.
For me?
Well, no, for me.
Not just
pump. Anyway, have a word with Mrs. Tell her what's in the market for anything that's going.
I'll just hint that I've just got to start to get my school uniform now. She must have forgotten.
Mrs. Hartoffen wants to give Claire the school clothes on her daughter.
The trouble is we haven't seen any of them yet.
We haven't seen who? Mrs. Hart?
Yeah.
I mean, she said she got some school uniform, but we haven't sort of seen it.
Well, it's worth asking, isn't it, if you see her.
You said it was rude to ask her, Laurie.
Well, I think it is.
Well, it probably was a bit rude in February.
Yeah.
I think you could probably ask her now. What if she's there to take over from...
You know her house?
Yes, I just don't like to go down and knock on the door, really.
You're
going to
take that now?
No. I don't know if she's in the door.
The teachers don't give you their telephone number if there's any trouble, do they? You sometimes get their address.
Teachers would be very keen to...
I know Mrs. Midgeoff's address. She only parked her car outside of her house. She lives in Petswood.
Ooh.
I like those.
There's one more sip of golden syrup.
Last night on
One more sip of golden syrup.
Well, you haven't had mine yet.
All you're doing is nattering.
Two teaspoons, please.
Another tea. One for me, and so I can only have one.
Why?
Because I'm
ready
to have another one. You're having three,
I'm going to
have one.
And one. Can I see why in these checkbooks that the account number is printed?
No, teaspoons.
How many did you have?
Four.
No, you eat it.
Five,
What, four pieces? I mean, two whole pieces. Good.
Claire, I'm going to put seven in your sandwiches.
What they want rather than the rackets are made for.
Okay. So they don't have to pay. How much would they cost, you know?
A lot of money.
What? 500?
Thousands, I
should think. Thousands! Sure. John McElroy threw his into the crowd once, didn't he? You nearly killed
him. I want to show you something.
To I feel. Not as nice as it might be, is it?
No.
Well, that's what they were. They suggested that or Tunbridge Wells.
Who's
they? Today, aren't you? Well, we can't go out tomorrow because Amy's got a party.
Yeah.